This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats have problems on multiple fronts, boy. Woo! Hate to be a Democrat right now. Well, I'd hate to be a Democrat at any time. The party of racism, the party of the lynching of Negroes. Lynching of colored folk. Hate to be one of them. And they're still doing it to this day. The Democrats are still lynching black people, metaphorically, of course, but lynching none the same. Still enslaving black folks, metaphorically, of course, but still slavery none the same. Just a bunch of ignoramuses that believe themselves to be smart. That's a dangerous person that actually thinks they're smart when they're not. Dangerous person. Oh, my gosh. And it's not just, it would be different if you could, put it in a capsule and say, here's where that ignorance is. It's in D.C. or it's in California. It's all over. And it's spreading because they leave. 190,000 people left California. Why? Because they're overtaxed. They're tired of all the nonsense. But then a bunch of them bring the same mentality. They don't understand how to change. You just have to listen to them. They export that nonsense. They'll marry, and it's the same thing. And I'm going to talk about these stupid royals, because you guys know how much I love the royals. I'm not talking about the Kansas City Royals, the baseball team. I'm talking about these so-called group of people that are better than we, because they are royals. But apparently there is trouble in UK Camelot, just like there was trouble in Black Camelot. We get news that the Obama-loving royal the younger and his bride are stepping back as senior royals, which means they're breaking away from the family. I don't even understand how all this works. Because they're supposedly, they can't work. They have to just take money from the citizens. And the citizens of Britain are all too happy to give them this money. Millions and millions of dollars they're worth. They protect them. I jokingly said, go look at Harry's pictures in the military. They said, oh, Harry really wants to serve. He doesn't want any protection. He wants to be a regular soldier. Don't even let him in. They are never going to treat this guy like a regular soldier. Then they show pictures of him, and he's all GQ, you know, and he's got his assault weapon that he probably doesn't even know how to use. I said on an earlier broadcast, he's the John Kerry of the British military. Just looking for, I was out there fighting a good fight on behalf of Britain. Yes, indeed. Everybody around him had to treat him differently. Because he's a royal. A dude born of some weak-kneed, sissy-fied royal people that somebody declared were better than everybody else because they have royal blood. And so now there's trouble with them because the Duke and Duchess of Sussex want to be financially independent. They want to go their own way, as it were. And I don't even understand all of it because when my family breaks up, it just means somebody moved or went to jail. You know what I mean? It isn't like, you got to get permission. Kevin, we no longer want to be senior representatives of the Jackson family. Okay, no problem. I don't get it. But there's a lot, I guess it's because I'm not royal. I don't understand all the implications there are by not being a senior member of the royal family. I don't know what that entails. But supposedly they can't earn money. I think that's the bigger thing. So now they get to earn money. And I guess they figured they could earn more money on their own if they just went on their own. Do they have to provide their own secret service, or is that still on the public dole? I don't know. Yeah. They, on the surface, they have it all. Brits seem content to make royals out of people by birth and marriage. They enjoy footing the bill for these people, so why would you give it up? but they're going to split their time between the UK and North America. No other royal, including Queen or Prince William, was consulted before the statement in Buckingham Palace, they say, is disappointed. And we're talking about it. I'm talking about it for only one reason, because I'm telling you, this is symptomatic of the Democrats. They're breaking up with each other. That's the reason why I'm talking about it. I don't even care about the royal part. Here's what the part I want you to understand is Meghan Markle is in Canada, because even though she wants to live in L.A. or somewhere, she says she's not coming back to America until Trump's not president. Well, then guess what, Meghan? You ain't coming back for 4+ years, baby. And it's going to be a whole different America when you get here. She wants to be the Beyonce and Jay-Z. I don't know if you guys saw them. They were at some sort of a reception, and she's talking to Beyonce and Jay-Z while Prince Harry is talking to some white dude. And it was fitting. To me, it was a perfect thing of, you know, the Meghan Markle and her husband, because it ain't, the Prince Harry is not, nobody's going to give a crap about him. I don't even think they're doing that well marriage-wise, personally. But, because this is just my own personal opinion. Most of them are, by the way. But Meghan Markle is a handful. I can imagine her as an actress, but now she's the Duchess of Sussex. And she is fuller. And it was funny because I said this. Katie Hoffman tweeted, she said, she goes, Meghan Markle has broken up the royal family the way, you know, she treats her own family. She doesn't care about family. She doesn't care about tradition. None of that stuff. I'm not suggesting that they shouldn't go their own way. I don't know what the rules are. Go for it. But she's going to come back here and dog our president? By the way, she's been a leftist for a long time, and so is Harry. He's very good friends with Barack Obama. That should tell you all you need to know. Anyway. Financial independence is what they want. Harry loves Obama, hates Trump, thinks he can probably profit from the notoriety. All Brits know Harry is worthless. He's accomplished nothing in his life. I talked about his military stint. But here's what I think he noticed about Obama. He says, I can be Britain's Obama, an empty suit who profits on unearned fame. But secretly, Harry wants to be Donald Trump. And secretly, Meghan Markle wants to be Melania Trump. That's really what they aspire to be. Anyway, I don't know. I don't have any other insights to this except what I've said, but we're going to follow it. Glad you guys are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have major problems coming up, and there's a guy named John Carlin. And you guys recall, I warned you about Carlin. Bongino Bart brought him up on TV the other day. I saw a clip, and he says, there's a key name, John Carlin. And I've been talking about Carlin for, I've mentioned Carlin 8 months ago. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255. John Carlin. But I don't even want to talk about that right now. I'll get into that maybe a little bit later in the broadcast. But you remember that name, John Carlin. And the reason why I remembered it is because I remember George Carlin. John Carlin. Real issue for the Democrats. That after the shenanigans happened where Admiral Rogers was going to tell Trump what was going on, Carlin quit right before some critical things were happening, and I think he knew at that time this has gotten out of hand. We'll cover it later. I've already covered it, by the way, 8 months ago or so. Interesting. Anyway, Democrats are cracking, folks. They're starting to go after each other. And it's not just that they're going after each other. It's the juxtapositioning of them from, you know, going from second to third or first to this or whatever. It's understanding the nuance So right now, this guy wrote, the far left peace agreement between Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders showed signs of cracking in recent days, with the Massachusetts senator accusing her opponent of sending out his volunteers to trash the candidate. A nearly year-long run of goodwill between two of the leading progressives in the 2020 presidential race, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, appears to be evaporating in a run-up to the Iowa caucuses, according to the New York Times. I was disappointed to hear that Bernie is sending his volunteers out to trash me, said Warren. I hope Bernie reconsiders and turns his campaign in a different direction. She was referring to recently released talking points from the Sanders campaign that urged volunteers to portray the candidate as elitist and unelectable in the general election against President Trump. Here's what Sanders says. Elizabeth Warren is a very good friend of mine. We have worked together in the Senate for years. Elizabeth Warren and I will continue to work together. We will debate the issues. Okay, so here's what I want. Okay, you know these two are now at each other. And the question is why? They're both socialist. So why are these two socialists? Is it the battle of the socialists, and whoever wins that goes against Biden? Is it like a, you know, a what do they call it, like a bracket? And then whoever beats them, it goes to Biden because Biden's already defeated all the other ones? But let's just say that it is that. And so these two have to go at each other now to figure it out. Well, here's what I say. Because depending on the polls you're seeing, Elizabeth Warren's been falling. Remember when she was the surging candidate? And by the way, I can talk to you about four or five others. Remember when Kamala Harris was a surging candidate? Buttigieg was a surging candidate. And on and on. But now, suddenly, she's not surging. In fact, she's falling precipitously, quickly. They've dropped her like she's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When Elizabeth get an attitude, drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. That's a Snoop Dogg, too, for you white folks out there. Anyway, so she's falling, and she has to get up. She needs life alert. So what does she do? She goes after Bernie. Why Bernie? Why not Joe Biden? Believe it or not, Bernie may be the front runner. See, that's what I'm getting at. You don't, okay, why? I know you're saying, oh, well, Bernie's the one who's making the comments. You don't think Biden has talking points against Warren? Why do you think she's been falling? They're going after her. But she picks Bernie to go after. I found that interesting. I don't think Bernie, I mean, you know, he's got no chance. And let's just go into the Democrat polls. I'm going to tell you this before we talk about this polling. You would have to be a real optimist to take what I'm about to tell you and spin it into something positive for the Democrats. I was looking at this polling, and the reason why I stopped on it was feel-good news for Joe Biden. Maybe the Democrats are trying, the other candidates are trying to figure out what they want to take from it. But it was a feel-good. It was like Joe Biden's 20 points ahead with the black vote based on the latest polls from Iowa. And I thought, I've got to see this. I looked at the poll because, not only was I curious about that, but I was thinking, what else could this poll reveal if Joe Biden's winning the black vote? I mean, what am I missing? No, I wasn't really looking at it that way. But if you giggled, you represent the norm. And here's why I say that. Because number one, when did Iowa become the bellwether for how black people are going to vote? But Biden's going to fundraise on this little novelty article. You can bet his campaign is run. Look at us with the black vote. We're the only people who can deliver the black vote. Let's just do this. We've done these experiments a lot. And might as well do it again. Have some fun on the Kevin Jackson Show. And you can have these. I can give you these black queries because I'm authentically black. Maybe you've gotten a certificate of forgiveness from us, which means that you don't have any guilt about this stuff. So we can talk openly about black issues. And here's my black issue for you. My black issue is, if Joe Biden went to Compton at the blackest and biggest church, and it wasn't on a Sunday, say it was on a Tuesday, and they said the vice president of a former vice president under baby black Jesus is going to be coming, you need to get your tickets and sign up, line up, do whatever it is you do so you can see the former vice president under baby black Jesus. Okay? How many people show up? What do you think? What do you guys think? Dozens? Joe Biden in Iowa gets, get this folks, dozens of people to see him. Dozens. He's like any other candidate. Pick your candidate. Elizabeth Warren, they told us, got thousands. Kamala Harris came out in California and they said there were 2,000 people there. Oh, glory. How many people go see Kamala Harris now? Failed presidential candidate. How many? Not many. Now, I'll ask you this question before we get to the break. If Donald Trump goes into Compton and he has an event at Ebenezer Black Baptist Church or whatever, the biggest black church in Compton, how many people show up? Yeah. Thousands. There will be people around the block. When we come back, I want to get back into these results from Iowa. They'll make you laugh.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovice.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional negotiators on Wednesday agreed to a bipartisan emergency funding package to combat coronavirus, which both chambers are expected to pass by the end of the week. The measure includes roughly $8.3 billion aimed at helping states and the federal government fight the coronavirus, with more than 100 confirmed cases in the United States. The House is expected to vote later today on the measure. It will then head to the Senate on Thursday, enabling the bill to be sent to President Trump's desk by the end of the week. Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with airline CEOs as coronavirus concerns take their toll on the travel industry.
And our airlines have been exceptional partners with us. Not only the executives, but we also want to commend the crews that have been taking such good care of passengers.
And former New York halted service altogether to China. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There you go, the president and the first lady at the college football national championship. Boy, not good news for the Dems, baby. Talking about the Iowa polling that came out, embarrassing poll, but it's going to be used as a propaganda tool for the Biden campaign for a while. And I'm going to get more into Biden because there's a looming battle between Biden and Sanders. And what's going to happen is Sanders is going to get screwed. Biden may very well become the Democrats' candidate, but by default. Because I'm telling you guys, I said this, nobody's been mean and said, Kevin, what do you think about Biden now? You think he's going to win now? Nobody said anything like that, but you'd be okay to say that. I could take it. Because I said Biden's not going to be their candidate. I said the Democrats would be stupid to pick Biden as a candidate. But let me tell you what else I said. I said the Democrats would be stupid to impeach President Trump. And they did it. I said the Democrats would be idiots of the highest order if they picked Hillary Clinton as their candidate. And they did it. So I don't mind being wrong. Loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right because I love you people. And if the Democrats want to do stupid stuff, look, I'm not hiding a strategy here. I'm not going, okay, if I say this, they'll do the opposite and that'll be exactly what I need. I'm telling the Democrats exactly what not to do. I'm saying if you want to have any success in your party, stop going the way you're going. You're driving down a one-way road the wrong direction off of a cliff. Anyway, Iowa poll results, and Biden says,
we have 20% of the black vote.
And that's what made me look at the poll. I was like, wow, that's a big gap. Now, I understand that gap between Biden and Buttigieg. I get it, because Buttigieg is gay. Black folks don't cotton to gay folks. We've already talked about this before. Clyburn came out, well, my nephew works on the Buttigieg campaign, and he has no problem. Yeah, that's not what they ask you, Jim Clyburn. They ask you, what about them old school black people? Those racist homophobes that don't like white people, and they don't like white gay boys. What about them? And I'm going to give you Buttigieg's stuff here in a minute. But the idea that Iowans
Black Iowans represent black people, and, you know, oh, Joe Biden's winning a 20% gain on every other candidate in Iowa. I mean, yeah, and blacks in Chicago are like, and? Joe Biden's fundraising, I get more of the colored vote than any of the non-Negro candidates. So in my quick analysis of the poll, here's what I noticed. There is no clear leading candidate. Biden only, they picked, here's what they did. They said, pick your first place candidate and your second candidate. And the highest first candidate in the Iowa poll was Bernie Sanders at 20%. Joe Biden was 15%, either 15 or 16. I think it was 15. Maybe it was 16. Yeah. First candidate. Number one, Elizabeth Warren is down to like 11. Buttigieg dropped. I think he's 15 or something like that. There's no clear first place person. And then second place, it was, you know, they all jockeyed around a bit. Then they said, who overall, if you had to pick one, and I want to say somebody got, you know, I probably won't explain it right. But that was painful enough for the Democrats that they don't have anybody over 20%. Bernie Sanders, a socialist, a loser, 20%. So that's what I noticed first. Iowans, you know, were all over the map with these candidates. They could not pick one. So even more interesting is the statistic, though, that Biden is 20% ahead of all the challengers on the black vote. And this report based that conclusion, get this, on 3,131 active voters in Iowa, 700 and something of which were Democrats. Now, I don't know whether the rest of them were Republicans or independents, but boy, if only 700 and something of them were Democrats, that leaves a lot for Republicans and independents in Iowa, which could be true. I don't know. But here's what was even, I don't want to say shocking, but I mean, here's the statistics that I think made me go, this doesn't pass the smell test. The average city in Iowa has a black population of about 2.5%. Iowa is not exactly a haven for black folks. So, 2.5%. So if you multiply 2.5 times 3,131, which is a sampling, you know, plus or minus the error, you get about 80 voters. That's 2.5%. So for Biden to be 20% ahead of his nearest challenger, he'd need about 25 votes, figuring the rest of the challengers, you know, got 2 or 3% of the black vote, whatever it is, 4%, 5%. Biden would be probably about 20 points ahead. So in other words, if you give every other candidate 5 points and it added up to the 80 percentile, then Biden would need, you know, 20 percentile, somewhere in 16 to 25 votes. And he's ahead. 16 to 25 people would make Biden. Let me put it this way, since you don't understand, all right? You're having trouble understanding me. Not my fault, but since you are, if Biden had brought one pretty decent-sized black family to and said, would y'all please vote for me, he would be 20 percentage points ahead. You get what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. Now, this article goes on. Two recent polls show how the race to become the Democratic nominee for president remains decidedly split. While black voters across the country have a clear preference. In Iowa, likely caucus goers continue to be pretty evenly split among four candidates, and there's been some significant shifts among the top tier contenders. And this is where I come into this whole Buttigieg and all of them. So here we go. Senator Bernie Sanders has gained the ground in Iowa to lead the pack with 20%, a 5-point jump from November. The rest of the top three candidates are in a statistical tie behind him. In contrast to Sanders' gains, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg has plunged 9 points from November. Now I'm going to stop there. Folks, it wasn't 2 weeks ago that Buttigieg was surging. 2 weeks. It wasn't 2 weeks ago that Andrew Yang was described to be surging. And where are we at again? You want me to tell you? We're right back where we started. We're right back to the top candidates being rich, old, white men. That's what the poll is showing you. And now it's a battle, and Biden wants to use this as a banner to run around, butt naked yelling, "I got the black vote, I got the black vote," based on 80 black people, 20 to 25 that are his. That's what he wants to be, the feather in his cap. And so they're going to be fighting over the black vote. Who can bring the black vote? And it's going to be a battle between two now rich, old, white men, both of whom, by the way, are sellouts. Biden, they say, since he left the vice presidency, has made $15 million. That's more money than that man has ever seen in his entire life. That's more money than Biden has made in 20 years. I'm not even joking. He made that in less than 3 years. He made more than he's made in probably 25 years. Bernie Sanders is now rich. Those are your two front runners. Everybody else dropping. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about how badly this looks for the Democrats, especially with the debates coming up, because the debates don't have any black folks. The debates don't have any people of color. That's a problem for the Democrats who claim to be tolerant.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats have a host of problems. Many have been detailed on the show already today, the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. They have a host of problems, serious problems, credibility issues. They have done so many mean-spirited things that it's even their own party is turning against them. I'm not going into it because to me it's boring. But you know Democrats walking away. I'm telling you folks, I follow all kinds of crazy little things and trends because I don't see the world in the news the way most people do. And I look at all these different inputs. I then add to it my life. You know, just the things that I'm going through, the people that I'm meeting and talking to and all that. And I say to myself, Democrats are in a world of trouble.
world of trouble. FISA Gate is coming back. A number of feds, people like Andrew McCabe, they've already backtracked on their testimony. We've learned about other people who've leaked information that are linked to the very people that are under investigation. These are things that should have come out during the Mueller report, but they didn't come out. Now they're coming out. I'm really sorry I didn't tell you the whole truth. I'm really sorry I lied about that. Yeah, that's true. I did say that, and that's a lie. And now we got all this stuff leading up to this so-called impeachment. Pelosi says, I'm sending them over. No, I'm not going to send them over. Yeah, they better play by my rules. No, I'm not going to let them play by my rules. Just, you know, we'll see what happens. Anyway, leakers are gone. That's why you don't know much. Trump's figured them out. Durham is running these leftists through the ringer, folks. Through the ringer. But I want to talk about the piece that, the elephant in the room. Why this black vote's moving. Why the Democrats are very concerned about what's been happening. And one of my buddies, Christopher Harris, wrote a piece called Whiteout. And here's what he wrote. I'm no weatherman, but I predict a whiteout in the middle of summer in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. That's because it's the location of the DNC convention of 2020. At that event, Democrats will have a glaring absence of color on stage as they select their presidential candidate. If you think hashtag Oscar's so white, consider the Democratic Party of 2020. Now, I've talked about this. And you're aware of it, but Chris wrote about it in an interesting way, and it is more glaring. He says, with a field that contained as many as 17 potential candidates, Democrats' candidates represented the most diverse group in the history of American political politics. The Republicans had for a while, remember when we had Fiorina, and we had Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio. Hadn't heard much from Rubio. And we had Fiorina as a woman and, you know, blah, blah, blah. We had Ben Carson, black guy. I mean, we had some really good diversity. It's not as diverse as the Democrats. Four blacks, Kamala Harris, gone. Cory Booker, now gone. Deval Patrick entered late. He's not getting any traction. And Wayne Messam, Massachusetts black Democrat, gone. Then had an Hispanic, Julian Castro, gone. Young female Pacific Islander, I gave you guys some Vegas stats on her. She's 150-1 to win. She's effectively gone. And an Asian, young Asian at that, Andrew Yang, pretty much a socialist in training. Democrats had gay people, straight people. Buttigieg is gay. You know that, right? There might be some closeted gays. Young, old, essentially, as we would say when I was a kid growing up, they had everybody 8 to 80, blind, crippled, and crazy. Chris wrote, the field looked like a Benetton commercial with a Geritol shameless plug. You guys remember Geritol? These kids that are my producers, they don't even remember Geritol. Anyway. They said this. However, in the unlikely event that Americans tune their TVs to CNN to watch the debates, they will witness a stunning lack of diversity on the dais. For all intents and purposes, Democrats can hearken back to their past and post a sign, no coloreds. Ouch. Ouch, Chris. That one hurt. No coloreds allowed. There's the white stage and then there's the black stage. Exit stage left, black folks. In 2008, America broke the presidential color barrier by electing the first non-white to the highest elected office in the land. Yes, a black man became the leader of the free world. But have Democrats had enough of their blacks? For the record, I want to say this. Barack Obama not only became the leader of the free world, but he was the leader of the slave world as well. Just wanted to make sure that the white folks knew that was the case. Moving on, Chris writes, what happened to the Big Tent Party? The Democrats declared themselves of years ago. He runs a group called Unhyphenated America. It's one of my brands that we came up with a while back. And I love this brand because I think it represents exactly what America wants. So what Chris does, he goes out and he looks for stories of people who do unselfish things, selfless things, without thinking about it. Black people helping white people helping black people, and on, because that's what America is. Remember, there was a flood in Houston, Texas. I'll never forget this picture. There's this big black dude in dreads, and he's pulling a little dinghy, like a little canoe, and he's got an old white man on that canoe. And that picture is iconic to me because it represents so well what this country is about. People who give of themselves, and they don't think anything of it. They say, nope, I will give my all. That black man didn't care was somebody that needed saving. And you know what? That white man doesn't care who saves him. So Unhyphenated America was started to find those stories and to highlight those people and to go into high schools and colleges and tell these stories. Tell these stories of people who don't care about color. So the irony is, and what Chris is trying to say here is, we don't care that the Democrats don't have any black folks. But we do recognize the hypocrisy. We do also recognize the irony about the Democrats in that they believe that Barack Obama was the best president in history. And yet, when given the choice of following up baby black Jesus with more light-skinned Negroes with no Negro dialect, the Democrats said, nah, not so fast. See, that is the biggest irony to me. And it doesn't go unnoticed on me because I'm observant that way. If you believe in Obama and you love his policies, you had three black people that followed this man lockstep. They were practically voting, for all intents and purposes, the Obama could have just pulled a lever for all three of them. Deval Patrick, the former governor of Massachusetts, and the two senators, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker. And if you really want to take it and eliminate the governor and the governor and the mayor, because Wayne Messam was a mayor, eliminate them. Just take the two light-skinned Negroes who were senators and ask yourself, if you wanted to follow in Obama's footsteps, why not take two senators, junior senators, just like Obama, and put them in? Didn't it work out so well for you that you would want to just say, let's rinse and repeat, let's duplicate this plan? But there was a wrinkle in the plan that the Democrats didn't anticipate. See, because black people are tired of this diversity ruse. We talk about it at SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. The diversity ruse. They chose not to support Kamala Harris or Cory Booker. What is Joe Biden running on right now? The idea that he can bring the black vote. You had four black people, two who mimicked Obama to a T. I'm talking about looked like him, talked like him, voted like him, etc. Both senators and black folks said, Joe Biden claims he can bring the black vote. Black folks, if they had said, we are 98% with Kamala Harris or Cory Booker, we so believe in Barack Obama, former senator, we've got two senators that are in this game, let's just rinse and repeat from 2008. And you know what they did? They rejected them. So when you see these polls about black folks coming over to Trump, my friend Jack Brewer saying, I think Trump will easily get 20% of the vote. Polls showing 30%+ of the vote. You can believe them. Now, I've given you a lot of evidence this program. Remember that you heard it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.